Folks, this housing market downturn just got even worse. The National Association of Realtors is reporting that pending sales collapsed 6% in April. That was the biggest monthly drop in buyer demand since 2022, according to Bloomberg. And now we are seeing home prices drop all across America. This downturn is happening. We are going to be seeing deflation in the housing market over the next year, which is ultimately good news for you as a home buyer. And before I get into the states where prices are dropping and where you guys can expect deflation to occur over the next 12 months, I want to talk about this dramatic shift in narrative on the housing market. Like 2 or 3 months ago, everyone in the mainstream was still saying that home prices were going to go up, but now everyone in the mainstream is saying that prices are going to drop. Zillow, Redfin, Bloomberg, they're now all saying prices are going to drop over the next year. And pretty much everyone in the housing market is now acknowledging we're in a housing market downturn. So I just want to take a second and appreciate that the narrative has fully shifted and that sellers on the market, if you were waiting and thinking that the market was going to rebound, you better rethink your calculus, because more and more people are now knowing that the downturn is here, and we are starting to see some dramatic losses that sellers are taking on their home. Take a look at this listing here that I found in St. Petersburg, Florida. An investor bought it for $550,000 in April 2022, and they have since now sold it for $391,000. 3 years later, this home just closed at $159,000 loss for this investor. So we're starting to see big, big declines in certain markets where people who bought at the peak in 2022 and 2023 are taking huge losses. Here's another listing in Florida. A person bought from the builder for $317,000 in 2023. Now they're listing it for $265,000, a 16% loss. These are actual losses that people are taking on their homes. And I wanna be clear about that. It's not just people overlisting their house and cutting the price. It's people who bought at a certain price three years ago who are now selling it for much less than that price. And as that happens, and it happens more and more, and those listings go into the comps, it's gonna drive down the values and force more new sellers on the market to lower their prices further. There was just an article on Bloomberg from Connor Sen talking about how this downturn is now no longer just Florida and Texas. And he was saying that for a while, the last couple of years, sellers could kind of live in this delusion that prices would always go up. There was a shortage of listings due to the mortgage rate lock-in effect. But he's saying that now that's no longer happening. As the idea of declining prices gets baked in to the seller mindset, it's more gonna be like, if you don't list and you don't cut the price now, it's gonna get worse in the future. But here's what's kind of funny, everyone. Even though the mainstream is now getting on board with the idea that there's a real estate correction occurring, they still can't admit why it's occurring. Because when you go to, for instance, the Bloomberg article on the drop in pending home sales, they quote the chief economist from the National Association of Realtors who claims it's all about mortgage rates. And so while the mainstream in real estate is now admitting there's a downturn, they're not really admitting why it's happening. They're saying, oh, it's because mortgage rates are at 7%. They're blaming also things like economic uncertainty due to tariffs. But the reality is those things have nothing to do with why the housing market's correcting and why buyer demand is so low. In fact, the one reason why prices are now dropping and will continue to drop is the fact that prices are too high. Home values exploded during the pandemic way faster than the growth of income. And this created a housing bubble. When prices go up more than income, that's a housing bubble. And you can see over the last 135 years, home prices adjusted for inflation have never been this expensive. So we are quite literally in the most expensive period to buy in US history in terms of prices adjusted for inflation, which is also called real prices. You can see the only other period where real prices were ever this high was 2006 in the last bubble before the big crash. And inflation adjusted prices, they're 90% above the long-term 135-year average. Now, that doesn't mean prices are gonna drop by 50% to get back to the long-term average. It does mean though that they're very overvalued, and that overvaluation is why buyers are out of the market. And what bugs me is how no one in real estate can just admit that. They can't really admit that prices are too high. Meanwhile, when they can keep the conversation about mortgage rates it allows them to continue kind of talking about the market as if it could just change at any moment and if the Fed could just come in and cut rates. But as you can see here, folks, mortgage rates today are around 6.8%. They're at a very normal level historically. If you go back 135 years, the average mortgage rate is around 6.6% over the last century plus. So today's mortgage rate at 6.8, 6.9, that's normal. So it's actually factually inaccurate to say that mortgage rates are the reason why buyers aren't in the market and why prices are now dropping. It's all about prices. And understanding that fact is very important for you guys out there as a potential buyer or investor, because it helps ground you in the reality of what's going on in today's market and why it's still not a good time to buy in most cities and why it hasn't been a good time to buy in the last 3 years. Prices have just been too expensive. Now, the way you can understand when it's going to be a good time to buy is by understanding the historical fundamental metrics in your market, particularly the overvaluation rate. And the way that we calculate that overvaluation rate, I just want to explain to you all out there, because it's important to understand what fundamentally determines home prices, and that's incomes. Income levels determine how much money people have to afford a down payment and afford their mortgage. So when home prices go up way above incomes, and mortgage rates also go up at the same time, it creates this environment where there's no affordability. And when there's no affordability, inevitably the market's going to correct, because simply people can't afford to buy or qualify for mortgages at today's prices. And the telltale sign of a bubble is when the home value to income ratio in your market goes up above its long-term 20-year average. So we could see here in a place like Florida, the home value to income ratio today is north of 5x. Home values are trading for 5x median income. The long-term average is like 3.8. So when Florida's home value to income gets back to 3.8, that's when you know the market's more fairly valued and it's a safer time to buy. And we convert that value to income metric into the overvaluation metric you see on Reventure app. And at the end of this video, I'm going to explain to you all how you can access that data for your city and zip code so you can understand how much prices could drop and the risk factors of buying in your market today. But first, we got to talk about the fact that not everywhere in America is in a housing correction right now. We have some parts of the country, like where I am standing right now, where there are still massive bidding wars and where there's still a shortage of homes on the market and where prices are still going up. This is another important reality of the housing market to understand, is that we're in what's called a bifurcated market. Certain parts of the U.S. are correcting hard, Texas and Florida. Other parts of the U.S. are beginning to correct, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, California, Tennessee, Georgia, Washington, Oregon. But here, where I am in upstate New York, prices are still going up. There's still an inventory shortage. I'm going to open houses up here in New York every weekend, and I am seeing that there's 10 cars in the driveway. And in fact, I actually went to an open house in Massachusetts last weekend, and there was literally like 13 cars in the driveway. I have not ever seen that many people in an open house yet in Massachusetts and Western Massachusetts. In a town called Stockbridge, there's still bidding wars left and right. That house is already sold. You know, it's really interesting for me to actually see it with my own eyes and actually bring this to you guys, right? I live down in Florida part of the time. I also spend time up here in New York, and we're seeing just these two opposite housing markets in real time. And the fact that these markets are moving in an opposite direction also just tells you a lot about what's going on, right? There's a reversion in trends from the pandemic, and a lot of the people that moved to the boomtown areas in the South are no longer moving there, and they are moving back to the Northeast and Midwest, which is creating the sustained bidding wars in the Midwest and Northeast, but making the downturn in the South worse. So that's just a general fundamental trend that goes beyond even the lack of affordability, is that there's reverse migration occurring. And I think we're seeing kind of the economic pendulum swing back a bit to favor some of the legacy cities in the North and Midwest, like New York, Boston, Chicago. Those areas are starting to, I think, grow a bit more. We're not seeing that growth yet in the population data. I think we will see it in the population data in the next couple of years. We're seeing it early in the housing market data. So that's the other cool thing about this housing market data that's on ReVenture app. It's giving you a real-time window into what's going on in these local economies. But there is a national housing market slowdown, everyone. I mean, that pending sales data I mentioned in the beginning of the video, it's shocking just how low the pending sales are. And what pending sales mean is it's contract signing. So when someone goes into contract, and in April 2025, the pending sales index was a 71. Reported by the National Association of Realtors. Now, the long-term average is around 100, and 100 corresponds to what I think the contract signings were in 2001. So when you see a pending sales index of 71, it means the contract signings are 29% below their levels in 2001. And in some markets, like on the West Coast, the pending sales index is a 53, meaning the contract signings are 47% below the long-term average. So really, just to make you understand this, folks, the buyer demand is so low right now. It's never really been this low for this extended period of time outside of the 2008 to 2012 downturn. And this fact of the buyer demand being so low, it's squarely related to the prices being so high and the fact that we need to see deflation in the housing market in order to bring the buyers back in. That's the only thing that's going to bring the buyers back in, is the prices dropping and housing market deflation. Now, the question is, where are we going to see the biggest housing market deflation over the next 12 months? Well, to answer that, let's consult my home price forecast score on ReVenture app, where we take the underlying supply and demand data in the market. And you can see basically any area in blue to dark blue, we're forecasting declining prices over the next 12 months. And that's now, you know, basically being in half of America, more or less, we're forecasting declining prices. The markets where we think prices are gonna drop the most are Texas, Florida, Arizona, Utah, Colorado. Those are really like the big markets starting to get hit. Additionally, Tennessee, even now Georgia and South Carolina are starting to have their scores really drop. And our ReVenture app price score is starting to get into the 30s on a lot of these areas. 30 out of 100, 35 out of 100, 40 out of 100, 35 out of 100. That's not good for the future of home price growth, but it is good if you're a prospective buyer, because it's gonna mean cheaper prices in your area. We're already starting to see it. It's gonna continue to happen because the inventory on the market's exploding. And this is just another important thing to understand, is that we're seeing more and more listings, more and more supply. The inventory is shooting through the roof. We're now back to pre-pandemic inventory on a national basis, but relative to buyer demand, the inventory is the highest it's been in a decade. So we actually have a lot of inventory now in the market in most areas. Here in the Northeast, we still don't. But in most areas in the US, we still have a lot of inventory. And that means a lot of the narratives you heard about, no one's gonna sell their house because they have a 3% mortgage rate. Like, these narratives aren't true anymore. There's plenty of people selling their house. Maybe they're realizing prices are gonna drop and they wanna sell before they drop more. Maybe it's just the cost of home ownership with property taxes and insurance. Maybe those costs are just going up too much. So even if someone has a 3% mortgage rate, you know, their property tax and insurance bill doubled each, and so they're being forced to sell. So as those listings pile up by more, it's gonna push prices down by more. You know, one market I've talked to you guys a little bit about the last couple of months is Colorado. This is a market that we now have the biggest downward forecast of any state at ReVenture app. We now have in parts of Colorado, Denver. We think Denver is going to go down 10% in a year. This is a market where supply is just shooting through the roof. We also think continued declines are going to happen in Florida because there's just so much inventory in Florida. We think prices in markets like Sarasota and Cape Coral and maybe even Tampa could go down as much as 7 to 8% over the next year. And remember, everyone, a 7% decline in value in a year is a lot, because the average housing downturn takes 4 or 5 years to play out. So if your price goes down 7% in a year, multiply that by 3 or 4 years, and you all of a sudden have a 25 to 30% correction. So these are significant downward forecasts we're showing at ReVenture app. And in many of these markets, the prices are already dropping significantly month over month. But really, this analysis of the housing market is really a combination of two things. You wanna understand, number one, the forward-looking forecast over the next 12 months so you can make a better offer, or so you avoid buying in an area that's about to go down, right? You know, if you see a big downward forecast on ReVenture app in your city and zip code, you know to submit a lower offer, or you know to negotiate harder, or you know to be more discerning on your home purchase, or you just know to wait. Conversely, if our forecast is positive in your market, that's more of an incentive and a sign to just buy today. You know, if you see an upward forecast above 50 and we think prices are gonna go up 4 or 5% over the next 12 months, it's a sign that you're not going to benefit as much from waiting in the short term. So that's the number one thing you guys should do, is check out that price forecast. Number two, though, is check out the overvaluation rate. Because the overvaluation rate is more of a long-term indicator. It's telling you just how fundamentally overvalued prices are today compared to long-term norms. If values are 40% overvalued in your zip code, I mean, that's telling you that really you shouldn't buy, frankly. If prices are 40% overvalued, you better get a great deal if you're going to buy in that area. It says that values are more likely to drop. It says they're less likely to go up. Now, a 40% overvaluation rate doesn't mean 100% that there'll be a 40% crash. We could see incomes go up in that area, which would lower the overvaluation rate. But it just does mean that be very careful buying in any area with a very high overvaluation rate. It means that there's a lot of risk. Conversely, if your market is fairly valued or undervalued, if you see a minus sign in front of that overvaluation rate, it means your market's undervalued. There's not too many undervalued markets right now, but there's some, and there's certain zip codes that are undervalued. It means you can feel more comfortable buying in today's market. It means that there's more fundamental support for current price levels, and that even if we forecast in the 12 months that prices are going to drop, you can feel a bit better about buying today in a market that's undervalued, because you're less likely to lose everything. You're less likely to see a 30% drop if a market is already undervalued. You can access both of those data points at www.reventure.app under a premium plan. Those are really the two data points I would recommend for any homebuyer investor to look at first. The premium plan costs $39 a month or $399 a year. Ultimately, a very affordable price to the cost of buying a house. We've had a lot of people use Reventure app and save tens of thousands of dollars on their home purchase from looking at this data and making a more informed decision. So go and do that right now. Type in your zip code, www.reventure.app, and upgrade to that premium plan so you could see the price forecast and the overvaluation rate